Dirty Point Buck.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's, wow. We're already into the first weekend of October. There's dudes in trees. There's leaves falling. There's all kinds of tailgate going on. It's just a great time of year to be a grilling guy. I'm Jop. Barbecue Bob is up in a tree. So my normal go-to, Chaz Thompson, the Baritone of Beer, is joining me today. So, Chaz, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Yeah, well, some days it's safer when Bob's up a tree.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're a deer, right?
So I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little nappy that goes on up there every time. He gets one of those comfortable stands, and he just, you know, they can walk right underneath him. He never even knew it. But easy to pick on him when he's not here, but the truth hurts sometimes.
Yeah. We'll check his freezer come December.
Yeah, yep, exactly. So this week, as if you're a regular listener, you know I'm from Charlotte, where I grew up anyway, and so the Shartucky boys are having their bow camp, but it's really not bow camp. I mean, it's a high school class reunion once a year, and but that's this later today. And it used to be that I'd get down there on Friday morning and I'd start cooking, and then a bunch of guys come over and sit around and call each other names all night Friday night. You know, you hunt Saturday, and then Saturday night the girls would come over to the pole barn and we'd, you know, just have another yeehaw, and I'd cook all weekend. Well, now it's down to Friday. That's a lot of work on Friday and Saturday. Well, Jop, why don't you just show up with some food, man, at like 4 o'clock, and then, you know, we'll get it set up and open the chafing dishes when the people come by. So
chafing dishes at deer camp.
I'm telling you, dude, that's the way that's where we're at. But still doing, you know, over the years, I grabbed toys, right? Different kinds of cooking equipment. And I've been last year was the griddle, as Bob likes to, you know, give me a bunch of junk on that. But this year, going back traditional, I'm bringing brisket, I'm bringing pulled pork, mac and cheese, and beans. And Mama's going to make a caramel apple cobbler, which we have found is a huge hit with the barbecues that we've been doing recently. So we're going old style, right back to where it is. But again, not showing up till about 4 o'clock with all that stuff in a hot box. So been cooking all night on Friday night, and there's a bunch of stuff still on the smoker, so I can bring it as fresh as possible. But so that's what's going on with me this weekend. Sunday is just going to be a day of rest, hopefully. What about you, man?
Well, it's Pulaski days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
So I'm going to be, I think I'm going to be helping out down at Vytautas for a little bit. And enjoying.
That's Lithuanian, but that's part of Poland. I mean, real close.
Next door.
Right. Exactly.
And then our good friend Laura Shapanik, she's right. The caterer at Fifth Street, so I always sneak over there Friday afternoon. So yesterday I had my lunch with that Polish plate. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. She's got it dialed in. I mean, that
her dill pickle soup is to kill for.
Yeah. Yeah, and so she's having a birthday later this year,
yeah.
And I'm actually going to provide the pulled pork for her birthday celebration. We talked to her earlier this week, and she had made like 150 gallons of that pickle soup.
Yeah,
and she makes it ahead of time so she can serve it, heat it, and serve it at Fifth Street there. And she said it probably still won't be enough.
No, and I think she makes like 200 of those big foil pans of glumke.
Yeah.
And she'll run out of those.
Sure. Oh, they're the best, man. But, you know, she's got it dialed in. And it's actually the best Polish food
she
I've ever eaten.
That Polish girl.
Right. Yep. And that's her catering company. And it wouldn't be a good time to call her this weekend, but you can go try her stuff.
Leave her an email.
Right.
She'll get to that in a week or so.
But, you know, we're always a fan of really good food, and she produces really good food. So if you're into Polish food, like a lot of people are. I mean, great time to try it this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Conrad, you're involved in the, I mean, the station keeps tabs on all of that.
Yeah, 14 halls. Yeah. This is the big fundraiser. And as you know, the Jackson Street Hall
They're having some difficulties. So get out there. And in fact, the Plotsky Days t-shirt this year, you can get them at some of the meat markets and at all the halls.
Right.
All the proceeds, $20, goes to Jackson Street Hall, the oldest in the U.S.
Wow, so, cool. So they've just got a perpetuation problem a little bit.
And, yeah, you know,
need younger guys in there to
and,
join.
And the other halls are helping out. I like it.
Yeah, well, there's your community right there. There's nobody's competitive.
A lot of those buildings are old.
Right.
I mean, I did some. I hung a TV at the Lithuanian Hall, and when I drilled into those studs, I realized old furniture makers built that building.
Right.
Because those 100-year-old studs were like rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oak. Oak, and they're literally 2 inches by 4 inches. They're not a modern 2x4.
Oh,
yeah.
No. And those people, they're great. They're preserving their heritage.
Right.
You know, celebrating where they came from, where their ancestors came from.
Right.
And they're sharing it with us this weekend.
Yeah.
So you get to go try some Polish food, maybe even polka dance.
Right. Yeah, there's lots of bands around. I know that Sobeys has the t-shirts.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're a big supporter of this. And there's been, you know, kielbasa eating contests and
pierogi
all kinds
eating
of stuff.
Yeah.
All of that stuff going on. And it's just a good time, just a really good time.
Oh, it's a blast. If you don't have anything else going on this afternoon and you're not up a tree like Bob.
Right, right, exactly. Climb up in a bar stool and eat some Polish food.
And they're going to go on tomorrow afternoon, too. So Sunday afternoon's usually like a big family day. You'll see tables of four generations.
Yeah, yep.
Sitting there enjoying the Polish food. Grandpa dancing with one of the little girls out there in the polka man.
Yeah, right. And looking forward to it every year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when they get together like that. Yeah. So you said there's 14 halls?
14 halls participating this year. It is the 151st celebration of Pulaski Days in West Michigan. So it's 150, and they're not done yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool. Man, how cool is that? I mean, that's what makes up the fabric of our town here in West Michigan is that, you know, we got lots of heritage. We got lots of nationalities that imported here legally and went through the process and ended up founding their roots here and growing generation after generation.
And if you go and you're involved or just even hang out at one of those halls, I mean, you don't even have to be Polish to be a member anymore. And you start talking to some of those people. It's really a pretty cool story on how those halls started. They were the aid societies that helped those immigrants transition into America.
Oh, okay.
Teaching them English, helping them get a job, helping them with finances, and acclimating them to the new world.
Right.
And over the years, they've helped every generation that came through. And it's really cool to look at some of them. I know, like, Vitatis has a heritage room that has a hell of a lot of history in there.
Right, right.
But you'll find that in all the halls, and you find one of the older members. They can tell you great stories about, you know, when their grandfather came over or something.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that they're warm and they're open to anybody that wants to come in. And that's the cool part of West Michigan, man. I mean, you don't have to be of any particular nationality, race, ethnicity, nothing. Just come on in. Eat some really good food if you've never had Polish food. It's amazing.
You got a couple of beers, too.
Right, yeah. And all of these have been, come alive over the years and really have evolved into something that's fun. But you'll walk into some of those halls and the band's playing in the back and it's wall-to-wall people. The food is flowing. The drinks are flowing. Everybody's got a smile on their face. And it's just a really cool thing for West Michigan. I think it is. But anyway. Chaz, in the next segment, I want to talk a little bit about what you've been cooking, because I know and what you've been doing, because we've been up to the camp and you cleared some trails. I saw some stuff. You had some trail cam pictures of a pair of bucks on one of your piles.
Oh, I got stories.
Yeah, all right. But anyway, how are we doing on time, Conrad? We good? Or,
yeah, about 30 seconds.
All right, man. Well, I can ramble on for more than 30 seconds. That's what
yeah,
we do.
That's easy.
But anyway, so. You know what? The fall's here. Clean your equipment before you put it away and maybe burn it a few more times, too, because it's tailgate season. It's hunting season. You're going to have a lot of fresh venison coming your way for most of the guys that are listening here and the ladies. And you know what? It's just a great time to be out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, and see what comes out of it, man. And if you got any questions, hit us up on Facebook. You know, we're out there, the grilling guys.
We actually have email addresses, too.
Right, yeah. That's crazy stuff. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Chaz and I will be back in a minute.